Christians help Solomon Islands tsunami victims. A ministry marks 65 years of kingdom building, and Bible translators find opportunity in the Indonesian earthquake aftermath. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Solomon Islands, where World Vision is leading aid efforts for earthquake and tsunami victims. Initial reports estimated tens of thousands faced homelessness, but World Vision's Rachel Wolf says the April 2nd disaster wasn't as bad as originally thought.
We are estimating that about 5,000 or 6,000 people have lost shelter and food. That could be a bit higher because, again, this is an area with 90,000 people. We still think that it could be as many as half the population.
While World Vision has been able to get supplies into the region, Wolf says they faced other problems.
The challenge for World Vision and other aid agencies has been distributing. Boats are the main way of transportation in between islands, but most of them have been destroyed by the tsunami. Yesterday, World Vision was able to get a hold of two boats to use to distribute, so that is helping.
Pray seeds of the gospel will be planted through the relief efforts. Next, human trafficking is common in Moldova. The promise of employment entices many young women to accept jobs in other countries. Once there, passports are confiscated and they're forced into prostitution. Russian Ministries is reaching out with prevention and rehabilitation. Next generation church leaders are getting into public schools to do this. They're teaching Christian ethics, which exposes students to God's Word. Funding is needed to do even more. You're listening to Mission Network News. AMG International is celebrating 65 years of ministry this year. With international growth in 55 countries, AMG's Paul Jenks says they're focusing their evangelistic vision on the Muslim world.
We're right now investigating opportunities to do newspaper evangelism. We hope also to expand our child care ministry. We currently have sponsorships through strategic partnerships. St. Luke's Hospital is in the process of being expanded, more than doubling the floor space of that hospital.
Fast ministry growth can be heady and distracting at times, but Jenks says at AMG, they're working to meet people at the point of their need.
We will continue to stay focused on the Word of God. AMG is a mission that does outreach, and we want that to be the continued focus, that God's Word will be proclaimed in all that we do, and that we will see fruit for His kingdom.
If you want to get more information on their work, go to our website. Next, Java, Indonesia is still rebuilding after the devastation of a massive earthquake a year ago. Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says supporters have given funds to reconstruct earthquake-resistant facilities. Among those facilities is the Emmanuel Christian University, which suffered significant damage in the disaster.
We're mobilizing a team to continue ministering in this particular area. It'll be specifically impacting this Christian university. Many of the students there are thinking about or are planning to be involved in Bible translation in various ways. And it's a great way to sort of link arms in this kind of a task.
What makes this team unique is that Wycliffe wants college students ministering to college students.
It just boils down to people opening their hearts and minds to the possibility of God using them in a unique way this summer. This particular team is going to be focused on college-age students. It's a great opportunity to see what God is doing in other parts of the world to complement their own college studies here in the United States and have a clearer sense of where God is leading them in their own walk of faith.
And Nurses Christian Fellowship, a ministry of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, has named a new director. Patricia Emery has been named to the post and will begin her duties in the fall. NCF encourages students, faculty, and nurses to explore and connect Christian faith and nursing while providing resources to help perform their duties with a Christian worldview. Emery has more than 25 years of ministry and nursing leadership experience. Pray the transition is a smooth one. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.